The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Okay, it's hump day. Happy Wednesday. The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. All right, let's get to it. The first talk back of the day.
Good morning, JV crew. It's Edgar without the haircut, checking in from Mexico City. Graham, JV Show number two in Mexico City. Yeah, the number one radio show. What they do is the host calls unexpected husband and tells him, we have two tickets to a romantic dinner. Who would you like to take? And of course, the dummy picks the mistress. And guess what? The wife is on the other line. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, my God.
What a good bit.
And oh, they're man. Number one. I get it.
Yeah, that's all right. I get it. Yeah, we should steal that. Yeah. We should do that, too.
Why like, didn't we think of
I've
it?
Never heard of, like, you know, that show or, like, I don't know, every other single show in the
right.
world. In the
country.
Entire country and internationally, because
oh, yeah,
that's in Mexico City.
True.
That do the exact same fake bit. Last time we talked about that, and I was joking about us stealing that idea and that we should do that. I was clearly trolling the other shows that do these fake radio bits. There were a lot of concerned listeners of ours that DM'd me like, oh, please don't do that bit. The other shows are doing it, and it's so fake. I'm like, what part of me making fun of these other shows did you think we would actually start doing fake radio? We're the JV Show. We don't do fake radio.
That's hilarious.
But enjoy those segments if you do enjoy fake radio, because... Every show does one.
Yeah, they're number one, apparently.
Oh, yeah, right. There you go.
Go City, it's working mm-hmm. for them. They're doing something right.
Selena, I have a question. Quick question.
Okay.
Do you wear your ring 24/7? Is there certain things
wedding
you
ring?
Take? Yes.
I do wear my ring 24/7. Literally, the only time I take it off, and I hate bringing this up because I'm now the face of hand eczema, but the only time I take it off is to, like, lotion up my hands or put on, like, my hand eczema cream.
Does it smell
this
bad?
Is so sad.
No, it doesn't smell. I just don't want it getting like stuck in the ring.
Okay.
Okay. So to go to sleep, wear, it's not uncomfortable.
Wear it? No, your ring is uncomfortable to sleep in?
No, I wonder if
that sounds that way.
If you worry about, because I'm so paranoid now about losing it, anything happening to it. So I'm like, okay, I need to make sure I know where it is at all times. But like when I go to the gym, I'm like, do people wear it at the gym? Is it going to get messed up if I wear it at the gym?
I'm like that too. Paranoid about losing it or something if I take it off. That's why I keep it on 24/7. I think I've maybe taken it off when I was working out once.
Mm-hmm.
And then point proven, I went to go. I had it on top of my phone in like a little you know, box thing where people can put their stuff. Forgot it was even there. I picked up my phone. The ring goes flying. I was about to just like walk out.
So,
and after that, I like
God.
Never took it off again.
But aren't you worried at the gym? Like, you know, you're on the bench press and you got a couple plates on either side and you're about to go for a, you know, personal best and you're, you know, jacking that weight up there. Aren't you worried that your hand's going to slip off or something and the stone is going to knock right into one of the weights and then just go flying off and like ding, 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 and then go down the drain, of course, in the women's locker room.
Yeah.
It went all the way down the hall, ding, 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 and then goes down that one drain, that floor drain, and there's no getting anything out of that thing. And then flush, it's gone.
No, that's never been a fear of mine.
Really?
Really? See, the fear of mine is if you're doing something that involves the bar and the bar just like rubbing up against the ring and like
talking about drinking?
No, the bar, like,
it does hurt.
Yeah, you go to a bar
it
to do some
hurt.
Drinking.
Not
what
that bar.
What are you talking about?
Not that bar at the gym, like the squat bar.
Okay.
Like if you're doing anything with that and it
it's
rubs
called
up
an
against
Olympic bar? I don't know. Continue.
Anyway,
finish your point, Jess.
It rubbing up against it and like messing up the ring from the bottom.
Yeah, it's going to scratch it up.
Right. So, Graham, do you take yours off ever?
Every time. I take mine off for the gym.
Oh, okay,
that's because
you
want to look single.
That's not why. I mean, that's part of why, but that's not why. No, I take it off for that same reason because weights, particularly as you get heavier and heavier, the weights, the grip is like rougher and rougher. And if your ring's made out of gold or whatever, it's very scratchable and it's just going to get ripped apart to shreds.
Yeah,
now, look,
I guess it's a little
I've also
up.
Worn mine during countless hours of construction and stuff like that. So it's pretty it's pretty dinged up, but I feel like I want to try to protect it a little bit.
Are you
and
looking
so
for excuses to take your ring off?
That's
what
no.
it
sounds
like. That's
right?
The vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, no. She's like, what can I get away with?
No,
sleeping,
I think
working out, showering, and a hand eczema lotion.
Okay, well, I don't need the hand eczema lotion,
not
so I'm
yet.
Good there.
Not till I pass it to you.
Yeah.
Hey!
You guys touch a lot of the same stuff.
Oh, no. I'm feeling a little itchy.
Dang it, now I'm feeling itchy. Oh. My wrist is on fire all of a sudden.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So James was on the stand yesterday for cross-examination in the Diddy trial. Diddy's lawyers tried to paint her as a willing participant in the freak-offs because of text messages where she agreed to do them. She testified that was because it was the only option she was given and she wanted to see Diddy. She loved him. She also opened up about how much it bothered her that Diddy was dating someone else, buying her gifts, taking her on trips, flaunting that relationship on social media while she got none of that treatment.
I'm confused. Whose side is she helping with her testimony? Because sometimes it's like she loves them, but also she was involved in stuff that she's saying was awful. I'm confused.
But she's saying she did it because she loved them.
Got it. All right, the San Francisco Giants are streaking. Woo-woo! They kicked off a road trip in Colorado last night against the Rockies. They got a 6-5 win for their sixth win in a row. To be fair, the Rockies are the worst team of all of baseball with just 12 wins through their first 66 games. And it took the Giants scoring 4 runs in the ninth to come from behind for the win. But still, a win is a win. Giants will look to make it 7 in a row today at 5:40.
Matt! Mm-hmm. I don't know what happened to the really warm weather that we were getting like 2 weeks ago, you guys, but that is not returning anytime this week. Temperatures will drop a little bit today. Highs will be in the upper 60s to mid 70s.
I put on a jacket yesterday to go outside.
It was so cold.
A jacket.
I know.
It's supposed to be summer. I put on a jacket.
June gloom.
Yeah, it's that marine layer in the fog. Hey, Gemini besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Close deals with confidence because this is setting up to be a very lucrative month for you. And don't be afraid to go for some other business opportunities that seemed out of reach for you prior to this. Being in the right place at the right time will reap some serious benefits.
Whoa.
Nice.
It's your
Good
bag.
Good for you, Geminis.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, every Wednesday, it's our cool or not list. We each throw some things out. We discuss, is that cool or not? Cool or not, the other day, I'm driving down 880. See a billboard.
Cool.
Oh. Well, yeah, 880, very cool, very
cool.
A
lot of potholes.
One of my favorite freeways, yeah. But cool or not, I see a billboard, and it's all about how amazing Fremont is. You know, Fremont tops every single list.
Every single one.
This billboard was for something called Happy Fremont. I'm like, what the? And it's bright yellow, and there's like a smiley face. I'm like, what the heck is Happy Fremont? So I go to this website, and it's like all the top places. It's like a digital marketing agency or whatever, but it's all the top places you must visit in Fremont.
Sounds awesome.
And
they got
the Yelp reviews and stuff. So I'm looking at like the top shopping centers, and there's like legit ones that are there in Fremont. And then it gets to another place you have to visit. This is like number 2 on their list.
Okay.
Fremont Street
in
Vegas.
Oh. It's like there's a Fremont Street in Fremont.
Wait, what? I'm like, why is this on here?
Why is that on there?
I don't know.
I'm confused.
I've been to Fremont Street. Is it for business or is it them rubbing it in our face? Because every time they top every single list, I feel like it's rubbing it in everyone
it's
else's
a little
faces
bit of both.
That Fremont's the greatest city
they
on
said
the planet.
They said they were inspired to launch Happy Fremont because of Fremont topping like Wallet Hub's list of, you know, the greatest place on earth or something like that.
Okay.
So like to rub it in basically.
Yeah.
Happy Fremont.
But then also to help businesses in Fremont.
But they have some money because taking out a big billboard, you know, that's not cheap.
Yeah, apparently they do.
Yeah, Happy Fremont's got some happy money. Hmm. Nice work. Can I throw something in?
Please.
What do you guys think? Cool or not, these summer crochet or knit, I don't know if I'm using the right word to describe them, shirts that I see all the guys wearing. Look, I watch the show Summer House a lot.
Right.
My wife and I watch that. And every time the guys get ready to go out to the bars, they put on these shirts. They're like crochet looking. They're short sleeve. They have a collar. They're button up. The pattern is usually something fairly obnoxious or annoying looking.
Really?
And this is all anybody is ever wearing on this show.
Men's knit
shirt. I like that.
Do we have an example? Okay, go to JV Morning Show on Instagram. Here's an example of one, and you can vote cool or not there on our poll. I'm voting not cool because I think these things look ridiculous, but you tell me because I'm not at the forefront of the fashion world, and I see these things everywhere now.
I like them, so I'm wondering, Graham, what about
this one? That's on our story. It's got burnt orange and white vertical stripes.
I don't like the
color. Maybe if it was a different color, but is it the material? What is it that you don't like, Graham?
All of it. The material, the pattern, you name it. I think they look stupid.
Are they all striped like this, or are they different patterns?
No, some of them could be plain. Okay. They could be a solid color.
I'm voting kind of cool.
Are you kidding me?
I kind of like it for summer.
Let me just say this. And Selena, you hate chest hair more than anybody.
Yeah.
These crochet holes, all you see is chest hair coming through these things.
Okay, well,
and you like this look?
No, not for chest hair.
The holes aren't even that big.
They're big enough to see the chest hair poking through.
Okay, that would bother me. That would bother me. But for somebody with no chest hair?
Yeah.
You guys like this as a style?
I would need to see more examples.
But I see them everywhere now. That's all I see. I mean, I see a lot of them on the show, but now it's summertime. This is the shirt that you're going to see everywhere.
See, because this one, the one that we put up on our story, like the colors are a little out there, but if it was just like a beige color.
Like an off-white?
Yeah, off-white, that would look nice.
But can't it just be in a normal t-shirt material? Like not this crochet thing that
looks like my grandma got some yarn at Joann Fabrics
and made?
It's giving summer. It's giving fashion. Graham doesn't know.
How about this with a bucket hat? Because I see a lot of that too.
Bucket hat too.
Oh my God, it looks so dumb. I can't stand it.
I love it.
Kate was the one that wanted me to bring this to you ladies to see
because she hates
them on the show. She's like, the guys on the show look ridiculous. So I'm just sharing her opinion, but I also share the same opinion.
I mean, I definitely can't.
Ridiculous.
I can't picture you wearing one of these.
I will. Good, because I will never. I don't care if this becomes the thing that everyone is wearing. I refuse.
All right, check that out. JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So you may have seen some pictures of people just hating on the upcoming iOS update. There's one particular feature that absolutely nobody likes. The liquid glass.
I've seen it everywhere, but I don't know what it is. What the hell is liquid glass?
Okay, so Jess, you posted what liquid glass would look like. It's on JV Morning Show. You can go check this out there on our Instagram. The new liquid glass design. It creates a translucent, reflective, and dynamic interface. This is like going to be what your iPhone is going to look like when this update does launch. I'm reading here it's not going to launch globally until like September. But we're getting a first look now. People hate it.
I still don't get what it is.
So it makes everything just like a little bit more see-through. It looks like, I don't know, like a little bit icy. And people think that it's hard to see the text and to read it and really see like the icons and everything.
I'm not really here for it. I think this is so unnecessary. We don't need this.
This is their big innovation?
Yeah.
Oof. Apple's really floundering these days.
Yeah, I'm not really here. Honestly, anytime they make updates and they make changes to their updates, most of the time it's stuff we never even asked for, stuff that does not make our life easier. I'm still trying to get used to the 18.5 camera roll or whatever updates camera roll.
God, you Apple people are the least adaptable people of all time. You don't want innovation. You just like, you get stuck on the one way of doing things on your iPhone and you're like, this is it for me. I'm gonna use this system. I want this system from here to eternity.
Because your phone updates when you don't want it to and it rearranges everything without warning. In this new update though, Jess, that this one, it's iOS 26. It does say that it's going to come with a redesigned Photos app for easier navigation. But it's like, why change it in the first place? They made everything backwards. It's impossible to find anything. It's so annoying.
And they say easy navigation. No, that's not the case. It's going to make it more complicated.
Apple fell super far behind in the AI game, and now they're scrambling to roll out some stuff that like they think you want.
Right.
Turns out you don't.
And
nobody
just
wants the liquid glass.
Yeah, they just put like a fancy name behind it to be like, ooh, liquid glass.
There's also going to be real-time translation in messages, FaceTime, and phone calls. That part's kind of cool. And then enhanced Apple intelligence. I don't even use, like, the AI on my phone. You know?
Because it's not very good yet.
Yeah, I suppose. Anyways, but if you want to check out Liquid Glass, JV Morning Show.
Liquid Glass.
If you want to go hate on it along with us, please do.
Graham, does Android get, like, updates often like we do?
Yeah.
Any good?
I don't know that anything is like...
Nothing changes?
Groundbreaking, where I'm like, oh my God. But have you ever gotten an update on your phone? You're like, oh, it's so much better now. It's all the same. I don't know. It's a phone.
Okay, I guess.
All right, anything else you want to talk about here, Graham?
I do. Tell me this is not the cutest thing you guys have ever heard. This past Friday night in Oxford County, Ontario, two mini Highland cows got married, you guys.
Oh!
It was a first of its kind cow wedding ceremony, and the cows said... I moo.
Ah!
Get it?
Cows.
Instead of I do, they said I move. They even dressed him up. The little bride wore a white gown with a flower crown. Her name is Muriel. She walked down the aisle to see her fiance, Rhett. It was a beautiful ceremony attended by dozens of people. They said it took months to plan. And they said the entire thing was very moving. They even had personalized vows, you guys. Said, Rhett, do you promise to nuzzle only Muriel and share your hay and stand protectively beside her when stroked? I don't know.
Ew.
Well, like, I don't know. That part seemed
That's
part
gross.
Weird, to which he responded, I moo.
Ah!
And then they seal, instead of a kiss at the end, because cows don't really do that, they headbutted each other, which, again, you know, this is something cows do. Here's what I really
want.
That's
romantic.
The whole thing is super, super cute, obviously. But I really wanted to ask was, Selena, let me sidebar with Selena really quick.
Okay, yeah.
Whose wedding would you rather go to? A mini Highland cow wedding where they're going to say I moo and everything is so cute. Or Jess and Rubens?
I'm leaning more towards the cows right
me
now
too,
because
there's
like, nothing
they're so
cuter
cute.
Than like some mini cows.
Oh, the groom even had like a little cow kilt on.
Oh my
it was
god!
So
stop
cute,
it.
You guys. They're little mini Highland cows. Oh my god!
And then, imagine their first dance.
Oh!
Did he go under the dress to get the garter?
Of course he did. He's a cow.
And then he ate it because he's a cow.
Yeah, it was made out of hay.
Can I join back in?
Oh, Jess, I forgot you were there. Hey,
what were we talking about?
Yeah.
We were just talking about how today's hottest trending is next.
Yes.
Okay, that's it. You didn't miss much.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess, you just found out Billy and Nat Wolf are dating?
Yeah. I don't know why.
I told you this months ago.
Nat Wolf?
I was just as shocked from the Naked Brothers Band.
What's the Naked Brothers Band?
I have no idea. I just know Nat Wolf. Not to be confused with Nat Bread.
I'm glad you said you had no idea because you looked at me first like, you don't know who the Naked Brothers Band is?
I only know him now because he's dating Billie Eilish and that's really all I know about him.
Right. I knew the Naked Brothers Band growing up.
What's their biggest hit?
Oh, I don't know. I just know they had a show on Nickelodeon, possibly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you had to watch the brothers be naked? This sounds not Nickelodeon.
No, that's how Nat Bread was created.
Yeah. That's what I was getting at.
It's all the stuff
it's
you
so
need
gross.
To know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So fans are urging Justin Timberlake to just hang it up and retire. He is currently on his tour. He's on the European leg of his Forget Tomorrow World Tour. And a fan shared a video to TikTok of him doing some dance moves with his mic stand. You can check it out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show, if I had to describe it. And don't bother putting the volume up. They put the video to like some cartoon sounds because that's kind of what it looks like. He's like kicking his mic stand around and it's like bending all the way to one end and he's, you know, bringing it back up. And I don't know. It's very, very weird. Everyone's calling it super awkward, cringe, and like just stupid. And they're like, okay, it's time to just, like, you know, Justin Timberlake, you're an icon. Like, you had a great run. Hang it up. Retire. Just stop. It's embarrassing.
Ooh.
It's kind of dorky.
It's very dorky. It's, like, really dorky.
It is, but I don't think he's done. Like, I feel like he's
done.
Still, you think so?
He's done. I think at this point, I like him in movies. Stick to acting.
Or do the reunion tour.
Or an NSYNC reunion tour. But if it's not that, just stop this.
His dancing and choreography used to look so much more effortless, you know? And now it looks way more like rehearsed and like he's just trying to keep his balance. Do you know what I mean?
He is just trying to keep his balance. But it's also like Justin Timberlake back in the day, like when he was that guy, like you would watch him perform in his dance moves and everyone's like in awe of what he can do. Now, if you went back, you go back and watch those same videos and the whole thing is so cringe.
They're not as good.
No.
It was just because he was such like this heartthrob for all the
so.
Teen girls. That, like it didn't matter what he was doing.
Yes.
But even that's the impression I took away from him back then. Like, wow, he's smooth. And then you watch him now and like, ugh.
He's lost it.
Yeah. Maybe you should just stand.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you should just stand and sing. We don't need you dancing around. I forgot to tell you guys when he was here for Bottle Rock, I didn't go that day, so I don't know how that performance was, if people loved it or not. But my brother, the day before, my brother was out to lunch in Napa with some friends, and all of a sudden, all these black SUVs and even some police escorts come flying up to the restaurant. And it was Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel getting out to go into the restaurant. And it was really like all the motorcade and all the stuff. Like, is the president here or something? It was just Justin Timberlake.
That's so kind of crazy.
I thought that was a little weird.
Would you have asked for a picture if he...
Nope.
Why? I still care. I'd still want a picture with him. Even after I just got done ripping on him, but whatever.
Yeah, your dance moves suck. Hey, can I have a picture?
Right. You should retire.
Yeah, hang it up, old man. But take a picture with me.
All right, we are getting closer to a BTS reunion, you guys. So Jimin and Jungkook, they just got discharged from their mandatory military service in South Korea. If I'm being honest,
they do like 6 years or something.
No, it wasn't 6 years.
How long did they have to do?
That I don't know, but it wasn't the full 6 years.
About 6 months?
But it was a long time. I actually forgot these guys were even having to do this.
Right.
I kind of forgot about them, if I'm being honest. But they just got discharged. They're back in front of cameras as they thanked fans. There's like 200 people there to greet them and welcome them back home. I think they were a little nervous because it's been a long time, like, being in front of people. They didn't even have makeup on. And they were like, oh, my God, don't look at me. Don't look at me right now. So they are going to reunite sometime later in the year after all of them finish up their service. The only one we are waiting on is Suga. And I hope I'm saying his name right. He's the only one that is still fulfilling duty, but he's doing his as a social service agent, different than like the military service.
He like runs the military social media.
Right.
That would be cool. But he's going to be discharged later this month. And after that, they can start plotting on a reunion.
Do you think they've lost some of their momentum?
No.
Because there's been so many other groups now, K-pop groups that have come up and like are the thing.
No. I don't think they've lost the momentum because they stopped at like such a high that their fans are still like eagerly waiting for them to come back.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you were waiting for all the hype and the crowds to die down for a couple days before buying your Nintendo Switch 2, I got some bad news because they're sold out at a lot of retailers. In the 4 days following the launch, Nintendo says they sold 3.5 million units, puts them on track to sell their goal, which was 15 million units. They want to sell that many by next March. Well, they might have a little bit of trouble keeping up with the demand right now because as of yesterday, Walmart, GameStop, Target, and Best Buy's online stores all marked out of stock. No word on when they will be stocked back up. I'm assuming it will be sometime soon. The Switch 2 retails for $449. We talked about that before. I didn't realize that's Nintendo's most expensive console ever.
Whoa.
$449.
And you said you will not be spending that much on one.
No, I'm sure my son would absolutely love one.
Well, then your son needs to get a job.
But he can get a Switch 1.
Yeah, or that.
What's a Switch 1 cost these days?
Probably like,
I think it's like
200.
Two something.
He
can
start saving his allowance up and get that. Oh, wait, he doesn't get an allowance.
Oh, dang it.
It's going to be a long time to save that up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Whitley from Novato. And I want to give my son Jackson a shout out. He graduated TK yesterday, and he got the award in empathy and forgiveness.
Oh my God!
Nice job, Jackson! Shout out to you.
That's so cute. Ooh,
that's a couple nice awards too.
That is.
Who gives a fart?
Aw, that's a great point. All right, well, let's get to What the Bleep, where you can win a JV Show Chug Mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like every couple has to make homemade at some point in their relationship. It's on my to-do list of my man.
It is? I asked my wife. She said no.
She said no?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just sounds fun.
I know, but then it's like in the cloud forever and anyone can find it. It's going to get out on the internet someday. All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Remember, you sickos, this is a family show, so keep your guesses PG because the winning answer is going to be something PG. Leave us your name and your city along with that guess. Again, on the Talkback mic, on the very free and newly upgraded iHeartRadio app. Set us as a preset while you're there. You have to. Our bosses told us that you are contractually obligated to set us as a preset when you do.
Yep,
so please do
that's
that.
A must.
All right. Get your guesses in quick.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Every morning at this time, we play What the Bleep. It's where you gotta be the first person to guess the bleeped out word correctly, and we will send you a JV Show Chug Mug. If you missed today's clip, here it is. I feel like every couple has to make homemade at some point in their relationship. It's on my to-do list of my man. And then, of course, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, well, first, remember, this is a family show, so it's got to be clean. Then you leave that guess on the talk back, Mike. Let's go through some of your talk backs now.
Good morning, GV show. This is Lisa from Richmond, and my guess is pie. Like, from scratch, big pie. All right. Have a great Wednesday. Bye.
Selena, you ever made a pie?
I don't think I've ever made a pie.
I have a feeling with people's guesses here, we're going to be playing a lot of, has Selena made it? And,
I don't think I've made a pie. Have you, Jess?
Can't wait to hear all the no's.
I've never made a pie. Have you, Graham?
Yes, I have made a pie.
From scratch?
Well, yeah. My mom has a famous strawberry pie recipe that she used to make for our birthdays every year. It's a little, most people are like, strawberry pie? That's it. It's the best ever.
That sounds delish.
Hey, JV Show, this is Savannah from Oakley. My guess for the bleeped out word is sourdough bread. Love you guys. Bye.
Ooh, that sounds so good, too. I love bread.
All right, that's the most popular guess this morning, homemade bread. Homemade sourdough bread. Has Selena made it?
Absolutely not.
Even what about during the pandemic? Remember, everyone was like into their like bread making eras. You didn't jump on that?
I never jumped on the bread making trends.
Oh, homemade sourdough bread's fantastic.
That sounds hard.
Hi, this is Daniel from.
Sorry, Jess, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it sounds hard to keep your starter alive. Like the starter for sourdough
bread. Yeah, you got to feed it.
Yeah.
And then it just lives in
this is all new to me.
Just like lives in your fridge. No. Yeah, you just like have a jar of yeast in your fridge.
Yeah, and you like, you put more every day, and every day it like grows more and more, and you have to switch containers, and you have
to. No, that's doing too much. I just like to eat it.
Hi, this is Daniel from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is waffles.
Has Selena made it?
Like from scratch, not like the mix that comes in a bag?
Right.
How about either?
Well, I can do like the mix.
So you've made waffles just from the mix?
Yeah.
But you've never like taken like flour
and eggs and made it and stuff? No.
Made your own batter?
No.
It's not that complicated.
Just never. Why do it when you have the mix?
I guess so. No, that's a good point.
All right, continue to leave your guesses. If you think you know what today's bleeped out word is, leave them on the talkback on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. Going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. We're going to send you a JV Show chug mug if you get it right. As always, leave your guesses on the talkback mic on the new and improved iHeartRadio app. In case you missed today's clip, here it is. I feel like every couple has to make homemade at some point in their relationship. It's on my to-do list, so my man. I feel like it's a must. At least once.
Why haven't you yet?
That's a good question. I guess we just haven't...
gotten around to it.
Nothing good enough to actually.
And it seems messy.
It is.
Right.
A little bit.
Yeah, it can be.
Kids are in the way and stuff, so like, you don't want to get them away from you. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Misty from Union City, and I think the bleeped out word is pasta.
Pasta!
Now that is a great guess. Just join me in shouting, Has Selena made it?
Hell no.
What? You've never
made scratch?
Homemade pasta before?
No.
Oh, it is something. It's something fun to try. Don't do it every time because it's so much easier just adding actual real noodles.
And water.
Dehydrated noodles into boiling water is a lot simpler. But yeah, so making homemade fresh pasta.
I'm sure it's delicious.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Yvonne from San Jose. My husband and I are guessing sushi.
Sushi!
Has Selena made it?
No, I've never made sushi.
Me neither.
But I would love sushi. I know that'd be a cute like couples date or something.
I mean, the part where you're like rolling it up, that part sounds fun. But the handling of the raw fish, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, maybe not.
Like
that
you just have like a bunch of, and I got. Do I have to be the one to cut up the raw fish?
Yeah.
I don't want that job.
Good morning, JV Show. This is James from Clovis. I think the bleeped out word is tortillas. Have a good morning, guys.
Great guess.
Has Selena made it? I actually have made that with my mom.
You've homemade tortillas before?
Yeah, I can't do it on my own. They come out all wrong. But whenever I'm with my mom, she's like a pro. That's the only time I come out right.
Okay, good. I'm so glad you said yes to that. Because if you said no there, major judgment was coming down the pipeline.
Have you made homemade tortillas, Graham?
I mean, probably. But they weren't good. So.
They were not
good. Good morning, GAB Show. This is Jessica from Pinole. My guess for the bleeped out word is pizza. Have a great day.
There we go. All right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped. I feel like every couple has to make homemade pizza at some point in their relationship. It's on my to-do list of my man. Doesn't that sound just like the cutest little like date night? Let's just like roll some like pizza dough and then decorate our pizzas with all the toppings and we throw that in the oven.
Yes, because everyone has done that.
I know. No. I feel like
absolutely everyone.
I feel like every couple has to.
Jess, you and your man have never made homemade pizzas together before?
No, we've bought the Costco ones and put it in the oven before.
That's not what I mean. You've never even bought like a bobbly crust and then put some sauce and cheese and all your favorite toppings on it and popped it in the oven?
No.
I mean, I'm not even talking about making the dough. That's like the easier version.
No, we've made other things. Pizza, not one of them.
Selena, have you ever done that?
I've done that.
Okay, where you get the pre-made crust or whatever.
Yes.
And then you add your toppings.
Yeah, but it wasn't like with my man. It was like with the kids. Like, I want like a cute like date night. We're like, okay, we're going to make pizzas tonight. Like, that would be cute.
I feel like fun. It sounds cute and fun until you have to actually do it, do everything from scratch. And then you're going to not be so.
No, it's cool. We do that with the kids all the time. Although we get the dough. Trader Joe's has like dough in a bag. And then you just roll that, and you just roll that out. Saves the time, so you don't have to mix up the dough and stuff. And it's good, and it's real, and it's actually really tasty. And you just roll that out, and then have the kids put all their toppings on it. That's a lot of fun.
Okay, that would be cool.
Highly recommend the barbecue pizza as well. Like not barbecue sauce and chicken. I recommend that as well. But I mean, you can cook them on the barbecue if you really wanted to do that. That's kind of fun as well.
I don't trust myself to do that.
Yeah, me either.
No, it's not that hard. I'm telling you.
No, trust me. Trust me.
Never mind.
I should not do that.
Selena ruined it. Yeah.
Yeah. She has.
All right, let's give some shout outs. Let's give some shout outs. First, Jessica and Pinole. What's up, Jessica?
Woo!
What's up?
Woo!
She had the very first correct answer this morning. And hence, she will be getting herself a JB Show Chug Mug one day in the mail when Jess finally drops it in the mail and then sends it to her. But a lot of people came with the correct answer this morning, so let's give them a shout out. Rebecca in Concord had the correct answer. I mean, not quite as fast as Jessica and Pinole, of course. D in San Jose had it. So did Christine in San Bruno. And Daniel in Vallejo. What's up, Daniel? What's up? What's up, Magazine Street exit? Evelyn, I don't know if that's where he lives, but I just assume.
Yeah, Grandma's born on the Magazine Street exit.
That's where I was born in Vallejo. Evelyn in Los Angeles had it correct. JB Show number one in LA, which is a big deal. And shout out to all our peaceful protesters in LA. Stay strong. Rosie in San Francisco had it. So did Nelly in San Jose. If you didn't win, though, today, if you were one of those people that had the correct answer, but you weren't fast enough, we should play this again tomorrow.
We
are going to
play tomorrow. That's right. You have another
chance. Hell of an idea.
To win then.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, JV Show. This is Jose from San Juan Bautista. I want to thank you guys for keeping my wife, Melanie, company during her commutes to work. And I just want to wish her a very special happy birthday. Thanks. Bye.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, Melanie.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
Yo, good morning, JV Show. I just want to give a quick shout out to all those kids graduating. Just kidding. Teens. Graduating from Bayside in Mateo. Go Eagles, let's go.
Let's go Eagles.
It's just another year for those who don't care. But it's great because they're moving on in life. Anyway, have a great day. It's kind of gloomy, but, you know, sun's coming out. Have fun.
Where's the sun? Show me where. I don't see it.
I mean, yesterday, and the sun did come out. The wind. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. The wind picked up. I was walking around wearing a jacket yesterday.
Yeah, it was cold. It was terrible. Cold. All right, to the phones, Wild 94.9. Good morning, Brandon.
How's it going?
How's it going with you? Are you ready to play the Yep Nope game?
Sure, let's play.
All right, so here's how it goes. We're going to ask you four trivia questions. You've got to get three correct, and you win
four tickets to the Exploratorium.
Can he do it, though? That's the question.
He can.
He can. I already know he can.
Okay. I don't know. What if he doesn't, though? I believe. All right. Well, let's see. Here's question number one, Brandon. Finish this well-known armed forces recruiting slogan. The few, the proud, the blank.
Few, the proud. Is it the brave?
Nope.
I take back all that confidence I had in Brandon at the start.
Marines. The few, the proud, the Marines.
Marines.
They use that slogan in a lot of their advertising.
You're allowed to miss one question, though. It's all good.
You got
to
ace it from here. All right, question number two. About 60% of the human body is made up of what?
It's water.
Yep.
There you go. That was the easy one.
Not Selena's body. Only 25%. Right. She hasn't had a glass of water since the Clinton administration.
Here's some what? I don't know what I was saying. Let me start that sentence over.
Okay.
Here's question number three. The Marlins Major League Baseball team play their home games in what city? The Marlins.
Is it in...
I'm going to quit the show.
You know this.
Maryland?
The nope. The Maryland Marlins?
Brandon!
Oh, I'm qu- I quit.
Oh, my God.
I quit.
No, no, Graham, don't quit. Don't quit.
I'm going to quit the
what
show.
What he meant to say was Miami.
Miami Marlins.
Miami Marlins. Yeah.
It used to be the Florida Marlins.
I knew it was an M.
Yeah, and then they went to the Miami God. Marlins. All right, question number four. I saw this going way differently in my mind. Question number four. A Moscow Mule is a cocktail that's made with what type of hard alcohol?
Vodka.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a drinker on our hands.
Are you drunk right now, favorite. Brandon?
That explains it.
No, I'm not.
You should have said yes, and maybe we would have given it to
I
you.
I wish I was.
Yeah. Yeah, you are. You missed two out of four. You did not win the JV show, so you have no game. Dang
all
it!
Good. All good.
But we hope you had fun. That's what's most important.
Yeah.
Or is I what's did. Most important winning, Graham.
Winning.
Then you get tickets.
Yeah, I mean, winning is better in this, okay. in this one instance.
Ooh, sorry you
know,
about that.
And then people driving in their cars be like, how did you not know that? Oh, my God.
Listen,
kidding, Brandon.
Brandon, don't hang up. Joke. We had a lot of fun with you. Hang on, though. Jess is going to pick up in the next room. Oh, my God.
Selena, how would you have the Maryland Marlins? How would you have done, not to besmirch the great name of Brandon. He's one of our favorite listeners of all time. Top five, for sure. How would you have done on that quiz? Because
I feel like I would have known all those.
Yeah, I thought that was easy. Because usually if I tried to make the questions a little easier, because if I make them harder, that one lady usually leaves the talk back yelling at me. So I'm...
Usually the standard is like, what would Selena know?
Yeah, that's where I tried to put the bar right there. All right, I got a whole bunch of people in my DMs. Selena, so let's give some shout outs.
Let's do it. First one
here. Hello, Graham. Today is my son's graduation. Santiago Navarro is graduating kindergarten. Your brothers, your dad and I are so proud of you, Poppy. We love you so much. Yay, you completed another milestone. Thank you so much. And that's from Mom Maria. So yeah, congrats, Santiago.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Mom sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Yesterday was Liliana's sixth grade promotion. She still remembers when you guys wished her a happy first day of preschool.
Oh my God. I give a fart
and I want to tell her how proud I am of how much she's grown. She's smart, compassionate, and always brings a smile to those around her. Congrats, Liliana. That's from Mom Mariah.
Woo!
Happy graduation.
Who gives a fart?
Since we wish her a happy first day of preschool.
I don't know about that. I'm only 26 and a half.
I wasn't here then. I was still in the womb. Buenos dias. This is Nez from the city. Hoping you can wish my daughter Noemi a happy 8th grade graduation. Couldn't be prouder of her academic achievements, and she won the community award, and it made us even prouder. Aww. Keep it up, young queen. Love,
Good
mom.
Job.
Yeah, nice work.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, it's a mom sliding into your DMs. Can I give a birthday shout out to my daughter? We listen to you guys every morning on our way to school. Happy 5th birthday, Eliana. I love mom, dad, Elijah, Emilio, and Chico. Yes, happy 5th birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, I've been listening to the JV show since high school, and now my daughter and I love listening to you guys on the drive to school.
I feel like you guys are lying.
Yeah, I think you're thinking of a different show. Ava Sky, happy 13th birthday. Mommy and Daddy love you to the moon and back. We hope you enjoy your special day today. We can't wait to take you to Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's from Mom City. Yes. Wow.
Who gives a fart?
Nice. That's a hell of a birthday. Another one here. Good morning, Graham. Can you wish my son Mason a happy last day of school at Burnett Elementary in Milpitas? Go Mountain Goats! Woo! We listen to you guys on our way to school. Thank you and hope you all have a great day. That's from Mom and Dad. Yeah, have a great last day, Mason.
Who gives a fart?
Not sure if they're the Mountain Goats or not.
Probably
hey,
not.
Graham, Mom in your DMs was wondering if you could wish my daughter Vanessa a happy last day of 8th grade and my son Hunter a great final day of 5th grade. We listen to you guys every day on the way to school. Proud of you both. Can't wait to see what you both accomplish next year in middle school and high school. Thank you. That's from Mom Kim.
Well,
yeah, congrats, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, this mom in your DMs again. Welcome back. We want to celebrate Damian Omari for graduating kindergarten. We're so proud of you. Give first grade that work and kill it. We love you, Mommy Long Legs. That's from Mama, Daddy, Kendall, Isaiah, and Maverick the Baconator. So, yeah, nice work.
Who gives a fart?
She goes on to say, also, shout out to Graham Herbert from Napa, but born in Vallejo on Magazine Street. We appreciate you reading everyone's DMs and not crying because we forgot to say thank you. Just kidding. Yeah, I do cry about that sometimes.
Who gives a fart?
Last one here. Hey, guys. Want to wish my big 5-year-old Madison a very happy last day of TK. Mama, Dada, and Gran are all very proud of you. Love you so much and have the best last day, Sita. All right. Yeah, Madison. Have a great last day.
Everyone's growing up. This is so emotional.
This is like the last week, too. This is the last week of Bay Area graduations. And then after that, it goes full
it's
crickets
all
here.
Summer. Yeah, it goes full crickets. Please stick with us through summer break, okay? We know you don't want to get up early. We get it. But
we have a podcast.
Please do. Yeah. And if you don't, if you're not up, podcast the show on the iHeart app. You can still support us by doing that.
Yeah, we need you to. The boss has said we really need you to or we're fired.
Yeah, so no pressure. No pressure.
Just take that with you into summer.
Today's hot is trending.
Hope we're here when you get back.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, they're practically over. Those details coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Oh my God. So Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, they are practically over, you guys. There are a ton of reports this morning that her relationship has been pretty rocky. And there's a few different reasons why. Mainly, it's all Katy's fault, but because of the album flop, the negative criticism that her tour's been getting, and even the space flight, all of this has really had her stressed out, even though she tried so hard to not act like it was bothering her. Remember, she issued like some long statement about how she was just happy and living in the moment and all that stuff. No, apparently this stuff really, really got to her, and it was stressing her out so bad that it's created major tension in their relationship. And sources say that this is nothing new. It's kind of an unspoken thing that they've been having issues for a while. Like, everybody around them knows that they've been slowly going in different directions and spending more time and time apart. Supposedly, they are waiting until her tour is officially over. She's down in Australia right now. But once the entire thing is done, they're going to, like, officially split.
Dang. This has not been a good year for her at all.
No.
No, not at all. They, and you might have just mentioned this, but I wasn't listening. They're not married, right?
That's what I was going to get to. They are not married. Oh. They're engaged.
That's always been, like, a bit of a question mark for me on that. I know every relationship's different. Some people are like, we don't need to get married to show, you know, show our love to each other and our commitment to each other. But that one always, like, didn't you always wonder, like, why haven't they just gotten married? They have a kid or kids?
They have one daughter, Daisy. Uh-huh. My thing is, it's been a really long engagement. They got engaged in 2019.
There you go. See, so is that, like, so it was a question mark for you too? Yeah, like, why haven't they done it?
So it's like, they never actually got married, and why?
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? So maybe that was also, maybe that also plays a role in this. He obviously proposed to her, but maybe he's been, like, putting off the actual wedding part because he's having cold feet. And
because can't you see Katy Perry, given how much she
is hated?
Well, loves the spotlight. You know, she took a space flight and never once looked out the window, only looked at the camera that was recording her. You could see her wanting to have this big, lavish look at me wedding. And I would have assumed she got it the second she got engaged that the ball would roll on planning that thing, and it hasn't, which always signaled to me that maybe there was a little bit of trouble there or whatever, but I didn't know. I mean, you never know what's going on in people's relationships.
To be fair, they postponed it supposedly because of COVID, but, like, how long ago was that now? You could have easily had a wedding.
COVID didn't apply to celebrities, remember?
That's right. It didn't apply to them. They were still doing everything anyway.
They just did whatever. Well, the rest of us were locked up. They just did whatever they wanted.
Yeah. I don't know. I used to be a really big, you know, Katy fan. I think, like everybody, she was at the top of the world at one point. Not like space top of the world, but like top of the charts and all that. She doesn't seem like an easy person to be in a relationship with.
Oh, no, not at all.
So, yeah, there's that.
Well, I'd fully understand if you want to pull the ripcord off.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, the protests against ICE have entered their sixth day today. The news media has largely just been covering the ones in L.A. because of all the political posturing that has gone along with those ones and largely incited further activity there. Los Angeles mayor declared a local emergency yesterday and enacted a curfew that runs from 8 p.m. until 6 a.m. That was last night. But I assume that's going to be in effect in the nights going forward. But it's not just L.A. that's seen protests. They are spreading, you guys. And other cities said, hold my beer, because they want to get in on the action as well. Yesterday, thousands of people demonstrated across the country in Dallas, Austin, Chicago, New York, and several other places. I saw there was a smaller demonstration here in Oakland yesterday. So they are spreading. The Pentagon, of course, we know they deployed the National Guard and the Marines to L.A. Well, we learned yesterday that's costing $134 million dollars of our hard-earned taxpayer money. $134 million dollars. And they said the troops are going to be there at least the next 60 days. We're going to have them deployed. We didn't need them.
Yeah.
Turn around.
What?
go back. Meanwhile, there are a lot of protests being planned for this coming Saturday. I urge you, if this is a cause you believe in, get in, get out and protest as well. It's called the No Kings Protest. It is going to be corresponding with the U.S. Army's 250th birthday and also the president's birthday celebration. They're throwing this big military parade again, which is going to cost a taxpayers tens of hundreds of millions of dollars to put on. Why do we need that?
How is that even allowed?
I don't know, but we're going to drive a bunch of tanks up and down the street, and we're all paying for that, by the way. Anyways, there are going to be No Kings demonstrations happening all across the country. Get out and join them, protest peacefully, make your voice heard. But there's going to be ones all across the Bay Area, Vacaville, Napa, Sonoma, Sausalito, San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose. I mean, you name it. Every city is having their own. They're saying there's going to be more than 1,800 cities that are participating in these demonstrations.
Wow.
This coming Saturday. So.
Thank you, Graham. I saw a video of, I hope people remember, when you're going out there and you're protesting to keep things peaceful, because if you're doing anything otherwise, we're losing focus. Do you know what I mean? And I saw a video of a chic store in Oakland last night that was looted. Did you see that, Graham?
No, I didn't see that one.
Smash the windows with a sledgehammer. People just running. They're taking everything. Like, it was just a crazy scene. And don't give anybody a reason to say, like, oh, look at these violent people. You know what
I mean?
We
need the National Guard out there.
Let's keep things peaceful. Yes. That's how we're going to get our point across. All right. Next on the JV show, there is an AI artist that is up and coming.
Okay.
That is supposedly really, really good. How do we feel about AI musical artists?
Oh, God.
Let's discuss it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, before we get to this AI artist I wanted to talk about, Graham, how was your doctor's appointment?
I made it, you guys. If you missed it yesterday, I let everybody know that I finally made a doctor's appointment. That was my 2025 New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. It was also my 24, 23, 22, and 21 resolution.
Yep.
But I was busy those years. So I finally went to the doctor. And you guys, I had them check because I went to the doctor that I didn't know where to go. I was like, I guess I'll go to the one that I went to like when I was growing up.
You went to the pediatrician?
Basically. And I think he's getting ready to retire. It's been that long. But I had them check, and it has been 13 years since I was last at the doctor.
Graham,
yesterday,
so bad.
Yesterday, I guess 15 years, they checked. It was 13. And they seemed a little,
scared?
I don't know, miffed by
worried?
That. You know, like, What have you been doing? And I was like, dudes, I was busy. Like,
right.
He's back. All right. Yeah. At least I'm here. It's step one. And, you know, getting here was sort of the first thing. And I hope I encourage or inspire other people to do the same if you've been putting it off like I have. So I guess not too much to report. You know, they have you come in and they get you on the scale first. Happy to report 203 pounds of solid muscle. So that's good. They didn't say the solid muscle part, but 203 pounds is what I weigh. I had my shoes on, though, so I think it's,
like 200
a little less. I had my shoes and clothes on. I was ready to strip down. Like,
nobody wants
you guys
that.
Want to take the nurses wanted that. They would have.
No, they did not.
They would have taken a peek. Now, and then they measure your height, and she said ahead of time, she's like, you still 6'2"? I was like, how did you? I guess looking at my chart from a long time ago, maybe she thought, you know, you're old now, you've shrunk. I haven't, you guys. I took my shoes off and stepped up because I was like, let's make this official because I want to be able to let people know what height I am because I always say I'm 6'2¾" on the show. You guys, I'm 189 centimeters is what she said. And
can
I was
you,
like,
convert that to. Right,
and I was like, how the hell? So I had to get on my phone and do a quick conversion. Why are we measuring people in centimeters? What do we do? This is the United States. I mean, we should have switched to the metric system like 100 years ago, but we didn't. We're on inches. You guys, that's 6'2.409". So I'm still going to say 6'2¾", even though that's a little under 6'2½".
Yeah.
Right. But whatever. So I'm still there. So I can still claim that.
Okay,
blood pressure. It was a little high. Not going to lie. But I think I get nervous in there also because I hadn't been in a long time. So I think I was a little nervous.
Did you get any referrals for some special tests that a man your age should undergo?
I did. Well, they said I'm not old enough yet.
Right,
for that special test, but I did demand that special test. They said, normally don't refer people that you're, you know, you have a little time before we normally do that. But I said, I have family history of colon cancer, so it is time for that. I said I would like
you
a referral for a colonoscopy, so I will be.
Oh, my God.
They made a referral for that. I haven't gotten a...
I'm so scared for you.
I haven't connected with them. I say, what are you scared about? They do them all the time. I mean, I'm scared
That's what I mean. I'm scared for that part of you.
Yeah. Well, I'll be asleep. They put you out for that part. So I'm going to be doing that part. And then I have to go get some lab work done. So they don't really know. That's the thing. I was ready for them to really kick the tires on me, you know, look under the hood, check everything. They don't really do that. It's more of a conversation about your health.
Right. Yeah. And then they send you off to other places
and
to really check
and you
your
lie
health.
That entire time. Like, oh, I'm in the best shape of my life. I don't drink. No,
yeah,
I don't
you
do
lied
that.
About how many alcoholic beverages per week.
Right. Yeah, like two. That's it. Just one or two.
Yeah.
And then, but then they send you off to the lab. So they won't really know until those results come back.
Awesome.
See what it looks
well,
like.
Good
but
for
I made
you.
It, you
That's
guys.
The first
I made
step.
It.
Yep. You did it. Mm-hmm. And it's all downhill from here. Yep. I mean, uphill.
Right. Let's hope.
Yeah. All right, so Timbaland, he announced last week that he is launching a new company.
Okay.
And it's not like your regular entertainment company. It is one that uses AI. It's called Stage Zero. Following this announcement, he unveiled their first artist that's coming out of Stage Zero. It's
cool.
It's an AI artist.
Oh,
her,
cool.
Her name is Tata, I think is how it's pronounced. And she described this artist as a living, learning, autonomous music artist. And this is just the start of a new genre that Timbaland is creating called A-pop.
What?
Because it's AI.
AI pop.
Yes.
A-pop.
And so this is going to be a new thing. He says she's not an avatar or a character. She's the first of a new generation. A-pop is the next cultural evolution. And Tata is the first icon. How do we feel about an AI musical artist?
I hate it.
Yep, not here for it.
I'm just, the one thing that differentiates us from computers, I mean, among many things, but as, you know, that gap closes more and more, is the human experience. Music, art, things like that are created from the human experience, from heartbreak, from loss, from triumphs.
I know.
From
it's like,
moments,
what do you know about heartbreak?
The AI will never, as much as they lead you to believe that AI and superintelligence can do all these things, it will never understand those things and those emotions. As much as they can mimic them and pretend that they do, they will never know. They'll never know what it's like to stand on a beach and have water rush between your toes. There's all these elements of the human experience that AI will never understand. It will never have that same sense and
but
feeling.
But could you see
that
people still enjoying it? It's still, no. It still is just entertainment. You know, Japan has a hologram pop star that is huge, and people are going to see this, you know, this hologram perform songs.
But I think that's dumb. See, I think that's dumb because of all that stuff I'm laying out, the human experience, that's what we are. What's is our creativity. I don't want a computer's creativity. I want art and music and things that are created from the human experience and the actual creativity of a human being.
Yeah.
I'm sure it can produce, I'm sure it can make great music. We've seen AI artists. They can do incredible paintings. Computers can make great stuff, but it's not, in my mind, it's just, it's not the same. I don't know. There's something that just doesn't sit right with me. And I know we're going to see more and more and more of this.
He was saying this is the beginning. He said the artists of tomorrow won't just be human. They're going to be IP. They're going to be code. They're going to be robotics that are fully autonomous. This is just where things
perform,
are headed.
Then let them perform for a crowd of humanoid robots and AI. Let them perform for other AI people. And then you can read reviews of AI about an AI artist. You know what I mean? It's taking away it's sapping our creativity. That's what I'm worried that's going to get trampled on here is actual human creativity when AI can just do the thing for you.
But we're already there. It's doing everything.
Why would I need to make that painting or whatever? Why would I need to generate this piece of art myself when AI can just make it for me?
Because
it's there, then it's that. I mean, I get your creativity is prompting it to be creative and execute your creative vision, but it's taking away your own personal creativity.
And you know what?
That's my opinion.
It sounds like it's not even that. It sounds like nobody's like prompting this artist like what to do and what to sing and stuff. He keeps on saying like she is fully autonomous. Like they just feed like demo vocals into whatever platform they use and then.
See, but that is a prompt.
And then from there, but AI processes it. AI will process it and enhance it and then change the voice.
No,
and
I get
do
it.
Everything
but
else
isn't all the information that is provided to AI like basically people's experiences or what people search? Like all of the information is almost going to be other people's experiences or I don't know if that
it's
makes
being
sense.
Fed, no,
right?
It is. Like it's being fed with that. So it's then, being prompted with our experiences.
So then it sucks that there are so many talented artists out there that are trying to make it, and then here comes AI just getting like a free pass. An AI artist that doesn't even exist.
Like a Nepo baby. Like right. An AI Nepo baby.
Guys, this is it's so weird. I
think that AI should stay out of like creative spaces. But it just doesn't feel right.
It won't. It's there. It's going to become more and more a part of it, interwoven right. into all of it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Francisco from Hayward. Hey, Graham, great job going to the doctor. For a long time, I would hesitate as well until one day it kind of hit me that my health is also my family's health. I need to try to be on top of my health, be as healthy as I can, strong, to make sure that I'm here around to be able to provide and see my kids grow up. So always be on top of your health, guys. It's not just about you. You need to try to be as healthy so this way you're able to be around for your family and loved ones.
Yes.
Yep.
I know. That's something that has struck me recently. And that was something that encouraged me to finally go to the doctor after a 13-year layoff.
Crazy.
But like health is wealth. You hear that sounds cliche, yeah. But like it really is. And like Selena, you and I saw it firsthand with JV, you know, like he would have traded anything for his health.
Oh yeah.
You know, and you can you can have it all in life. And you hear other celebrities that have gone through illnesses and stuff. It's like none of that fame, fortune, none of that mattered. Health is the most important thing.
Hey, good morning, guys. Eddie from Pittsburgh. Graham, did they make another 13-year appointment? How are you going back soon? Just wondering. Bye, buddy.
It's a great question.
I did schedule another 13-year appointment.
Nice.
And they wanted to do it on a Wednesday at noon was the only available opening. I was like, I'm busy then. So I don't know. Right now, I haven't been able to schedule it.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So Timbaland has announced a new entertainment venture, a new company called Stage Zero. And the first artist that he's introducing to the world, her name is Tata, and she is an AI artist. A lot of mixed feelings about this, I think, from everyone, because what is happening that mm-hmm. these are going to be like the big, these are our pop stars now.
Does she have some digital tatas also?
I haven't seen her tatas, but I've seen a picture of her
just
face.
Wondering. And?
And she just looks like a fake AI cartoon picture. I don't know how to describe it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Mari from San Francisco. I don't support AI's use in music. I think it takes a lot away from independent artists. All that being said, have you guys heard the song Sloppy Top at the movies?
What?
Listen to this slapper, and it is not radio friendly. Have a great day, guys.
I've gathered that much. Wait. What? I haven't heard.
I haven't heard that.
Wait, so is she saying that's the full name of the song, or yes. do they play it at the movies?
I'm sure that's the full name of the song, and I'm assuming it's AI generated. AI.
Wait, I have to hear this. Filthy.
Well, we'll be listening to that during the next commercial break.
We're going
to
look into that.
What's up, guys? I just wanted to comment on the AI artist thing. I was against it, but this guy, this AI artist, Nick Hussels. Oh. You're welcome. Have a good one.
Wait, so people are like loving the AI stuff.
I guess. Add that to our listening list. Sloppy Top at the movies and Nick Hussels. We got to listen to.
I was not expecting to get this feedback from you guys, if I'm being honest. We're talking AI artists. I thought everyone is going to be ripping it.
Right. Good morning, JV Show. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Said from Honey Creek. So the AI thing, oh my God. All I could do is laugh. It's lazy on Timberland's part. And it's also, I mean, I'm not anti-human, so I wouldn't support anything like this. This is ridiculous and lazy. It just doesn't make any sense.
Is it lazy or is he just jumping on it because he knows it's going to be a thing and he just wants to be the first one?
But also it is, in my mind, it is a little lazy. It's way easier to let an AI artist cultivate themselves than actually have to put in the work and go into a studio and produce with a real artist, you know?
Right. I guess in a way, but I think also
and pay them
smart
money.
Of him. If we're talking business, to be the first one to do it.
Or maybe
he's not even the very, very first one.
If you're buying tickets to go see an AI artist in concert, like, shouldn't that come with somebody?
I am judging.
Punch you in the you-know-whats on the way in.
You can watch that at home.
Like, what are you doing?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Earlier, we were talking about Graham finally going to the doctor after 13 years.
I did it.
Hey, Graham. I also want to congratulate you on going to the doctors. I'm proud of you. So, you know, the next step is going to the dentist, right? That's clearly the next one. Have a good day. Smile.
Smile. Wait, but you've been,
you know, I'll say this.
You've done the dentist, right?
Yeah, for whatever reason, I've been going to the dentist consistently for years and years and years. Shout out to Dr. Yoon in Nevada. What's up, Dr. Yoon? He listens to the show, you guys.
What's up?
Awesome dentist, by the way.
It
but
helps
yeah.
that before you leave, they like force you to make the next appointment.
Yeah.
You know that?
I like going to the, I have no problem going to the dentist, whatever. But for whatever reason, I've been busy that day every time I've tried to schedule that doctor's appointment.
We were also talking about AI artists because Timbaland has announced he's starting a new company. It's called Stage Zero, and it's all about like AI entertainment, and he's got an artist that's about to be the next biggest thing, apparently. Her name is Tata, and I was like, I don't know how I feel about an AI artist, but we actually got a lot of talkbacks and everyone is loving the AI music, apparently. Someone said you got to check out an artist, Nick Hussles. And we, most of the stuff is not radio friendly, apparently.
No, I read through the titles of, do I say his songs? Because we don't know if it's AI. I don't know if it's a
whatever.
I read through their music titles and I can't read any of these ones on the air. There's about the first 10 that I can't say any of the words in them.
We're about to play.
This one's clean,
a
though.
Clip. Okay, so snippet. Here we go.
I got a drug test on Tuesday.
Okay, it's actually really good, though.
All the songs sound kind of like that. That's that style. And but then they devolve into a lot of stuff I can't play on the air. That one, I got a drug test on a Tuesday. I could play.
Okay.
just a little bit of the hook there.
I'm still not going to see any AI artist in concert.
No,
though.
I'm not
here
for this.
I'm not paying for an album. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
I'm not even listening to this in my car. I'm sorry. But
not me either. But I can acknowledge that it's, you know, it's decent. It's not bad. Graham, something really cool opening in the city this week?
Yeah, you guys, the very first all-women's sports bar, it opens today, you guys, today at 3:30. Wow. It's called Ricky's. The bar is at, it's on Market Street in the Castro District here. And the two co-owners, Sarah and Danielle, said they met playing soccer with each other on the San Francisco Spikes. I don't know if that's a semi-pro or pro. Mm-hmm. Local team that we got, the San Francisco Spikes, but they said they met playing there and they bonded over their struggle to find a bar, a good bar to watch women's sports. So that's what they're going to be doing at this bar, Ricky's. And again, they open today at 3:30 if you want to go support. They're going to be the only establishment, the only sports bar in San Francisco that's just dedicated to celebrating women's sports. And that's what their TVs are going to be showing, women's sports. Ladies, will you be making this bar your new hangout? And would you like to see more of these pop up in other cities?
I would.
I want to see more of these pop up, but can we have like a bar where like it shows reality TV shows on the screens?
Oh, God.
Because I would love that. Like drinks and watching like Love is Blind and stuff. Here for
that would
it.
Be cool. But...
I'm here for this.
Stick into the sports bar. I bet it's super cute inside. I bet
I
it smells really good.
Yep.
Not the like bathrooms are so much nicer.
I know. Right. They're clean. They have, you know, feminine products just available for whoever needs them. I am loving everything about this. Now, my question is, I'm going to flip it back to you, Graham.
Okay.
Is this a spot you would go to?
I prefer one that has a mix of male and female sports because I'm a bigger fan of... You know, like I love watching 49er games and Giants games, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I would be a little bummed that like that game's not on TV while, you know, while I find women's lacrosse televised riveting. I'd love to watch the Niners as well.
Okay, that makes sense. But you can catch that anywhere. How about just one day, one outing with the boys? You guys go support women's sports.
Are we welcome there?
I'm going to be honest, I
like, you
misinterpreted.
Know what I mean? It almost seems like a slightly exclusive. Like,
yeah,
I don't think
legally you can say no men are allowed here.
No, you can't.
That's why I'm pretty sure men are allowed there.
Well, I know I'm allowed there, so but you, is, I mean, like me and the boys walk in there.
I'll be honest.
Is the record going to stop on the jukebox?
Nobody,
and everyone's going to look and be like, what the hell are you guys doing
here? Nobody wants you in there, but legally you're allowed.
Right.
Would you go, you and the boys, a night out?
Probably not.
Wow. Is it because you would feel weird and unwanted?
Part of that. But also, like, can't we have a... I love the idea because, right, in concept, there are... You go to a sports bar, you're not going to be able... And you want to watch women's sports, you want to watch WNBA or whatever it is. Like, it's going to be hard to find. And then you're going to have guys complaining like, you turned off the Sox game to put on, you know, whatever the Valkyries game, and then people are going to be upset, right? You're going to have those guys. You're going to have those guys that are saying that. So, wouldn't it be nice if there was a bar that gave equal, you know, coverage. But so I understand why they're doing it, because yeah, if you are a fan of you know, women's teams, where are you going to go watch a game? Right. Where can you find other fans to sit and cheer along with you?
I went to B-Dubs one time and they did have women's basketball on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, Women's March Madness, those games get televised and they get a lot of, Caitlin Clark, are you kidding me? Caitlin Clark gets a ton of TV coverage in the WNBA and obviously in college before that.
Well, why are people such haters of like women's sports? Because I feel like you never hear anybody like criticizing men's sports, or like, why are they showing a guy's sports team playing in this bar? But why is it always criticizing women's sports? So I kind of like that it's concentrated on that. And I think men are welcome and they're not going to be, you know, people aren't going to look at them a certain way unless they're in there also criticizing women's sports as the sports are playing.
Well, I'm not criticizing it, but can we put the Niner game on too?
Wow.
any way we could change this one TV over here to the Niner game?
I love how like men are welcome, but no one's going to go because, you know, you're really not. Like, we don't want you there.
I'm curious to see. Again, today at 3:30, go to Ricky's.
It opens up.
Here in San Francisco. Go check it out. Let us know what the crowd is like. But yeah. I think it's a very cool idea, again, because it's unique and there's nowhere else that you are going to find this. So I applaud these ladies for opening this up. Great
Absolutely.
Job.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
So every Wednesday morning, we do something called our Cool or Not list. We throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? So Graham. Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think? Cool or not? Drivers that can't use roundabouts.
Not cool.
It ain't that hard,
not
bro.
Cool.
Why is it so difficult for people to use them? It seems like a very simple concept, and it does speed up traffic rather than sitting at a stoplight or a stop sign. Almost daily, I get into a roundabout with somebody that has no clue what they're doing, when to go, when to merge over, pull out of that lane, whatever. They botch it every time. It's daily. What is wrong with people?
I don't know. It's not that difficult.
It is not.
I feel like sometimes, though, they seem a little unnecessary. I feel like we're just sticking roundabouts where we don't really need them. At least I've gone through some where it's like this was...
Like this
we didn't need this
yeah,
at
but
all.
Wouldn't you rather, like, even if you were like, man, there's nobody here, why is there a roundabout? Wouldn't you rather keep moving than coming to a complete stop at a stop sign and then... And then going again? Wouldn't you rather just cruise on through?
Yeah, but I kind of cruise through the stop signs too, so.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Right. Well, off the record.
I'll be honest. I picture both of you ladies, no offense. No offense. Wow. I picture you being the kind that freak out inside of the roundabout.
Like, I am an expert at roundabouts.
Are you?
I think so.
I mean, I wouldn't say expert, but I'm pretty good at
them. Who has the right of way?
The person in the circle.
The person to your left always has the right of way.
Okay, well, I guess the ones in Hayward, it's a one lane roundabout, so I'm good at those.
Okay, but even those, like, you yield to the car to your left,
right?
You know, like, okay, I see what you mean. Yeah.
You like, look left,
yeah.
If somebody's already there coming that way,
it's like
way,
the easiest thing ever.
Yeah, well, although, then why can't nobody figure it out?
One time, I almost got into an accident.
Oh no!
See, here we go.
I didn't know that I had my signal on when I shouldn't have had my signal on. So a car went when they weren't supposed to go, but they thought that I was getting out of the roundabout when I wasn't. I could have smacked right into them, and I yelled at her with my windows up, obviously, so she couldn't hear
me. Even though it was your fault.
Yeah, why didn't you yell, LOL, sorry?
Because I didn't realize until way after we got down the street, and I was like, oh, that's why she went.
I was the idiot.
It was my fault.
That's my fault. In Napa, I will say there's, if you take the First Street exit towards downtown in Napa, there it's a triple roundabout. Me, three roundabouts connected, almost connected together.
I hate those.
And that one is a little interesting. That one really screws people up because just when you've gotten out of the first roundabout, then you're right into another roundabout.
Whoa.
And then you can go into another roundabout. And that one, I think, gets people. That I see a lot of the bad habits and people freaking out in that one.
I'm going cool.
They're very confused by that one.
I want a roundabout challenge like that one.
I'll bring it on. Whoa. First Street. Take the exit.
Right,
I dare you.
I'll meet you there, Graham, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, not cool.
I'll be there.
Not cool. Can I go?
Yes.
Okay, cool or not? I kind of want to turn my room. So I live in a one-bedroom apartment, by the way, for context. I kind of want to turn my room into like a full-on closet / beauty room. And I want to move my bed to the living room. So it would kind of be like a turning my
what
one.
What are you, 15? What are you doing?
What do you mean? I have no closet space. And I feel like it would be the cutest thing ever. I've always dreamed of having like a walk-in closet.
But haven't you always wanted like a living room?
Yeah. Haven't you always wanted to have a place that guests can come over and sit?
Yeah, couches and coffee table.
I guess we sit on, your bed, huh?
But not a lot of people.
Here's your chips and salsa. Enjoy. Crumbs everywhere in your bed.
Not like a lot of people visit me that much. And technically, like, I don't even spend that much time in my living room as I do in my room. And I think my room could be turned into, like, this super cute, like, closet slash vanity.
Are you worried about when listeners do find out where you live? Because you always post pictures on your balcony and you can see street signs in the background.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to
figure out. So once they figure that out and then they break in, you're not worried that the first thing they're going to see is you, like, sleeping naked in your bed because you're in your living room?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but if they break in, they're going to see that eventually in my room.
But now there's no first line of defense. Like, yeah. Selena's right. If you're in your bedroom, at least you can lock a second door. Gives you more time to scream before
I mean, I never do. I never lock my door. Well, I do lock my doors. Hold on. I lock my doors. Uh-huh. My bedroom door, I usually leave it open. But, dang it, I guess that kind of makes sense. So I would feel safer.
In this plan, because you have a bunch of stuffed animals on your bed, you're going to take your stuffed animals and like your cool like Bad Bunny posters and stuff and move those all into the living room, and that's the first thing people see when they walk in?
God, well, when you put it that way, I mean, it doesn't sound as appealing, but maybe my stuffed animals would stay in the beauty room. And they would have
their own little
corner.
No, it's not going to match the aesthetic. You know what you have to do? Get what I got for my kids' room. It's like a stuffed animal hammock. You like put it up against the wall.
Good idea.
And then you can throw all your teddy bears and SpongeBobs up there.
Oh, but then they'll all get like clumped together. Some of them are going to be squished at the bottom. I think I need like a full-on little display
Selena, you're right. Boxes. I forgot Jess sleeps with a SpongeBob.
I don't sleep with it. It's in the corner.
Cool.
It's in the corner watching me. That's different.
Yeah, right. That thing is on your bed and you know it.
No, the one that's on my bed is my Powerpuff Girl.
Are you guys, can I ask you just total side question, but are you guys bed makers? Like when you get up in the morning, do you make your bed?
Not in the morning, but when I get home.
Well, Selena, your man's still in there, so you can't really make that with him. But Jess, are you a bed maker when you get up in the morning?
When I get home, yes. In the morning, there's no time for that.
Okay, so SpongeBob's just like strewn about right now.
Sometimes
but then
I
when
never...
you get home, like he'll be placed in his little spot between the two pillows.
Right, he's still sleeping right now.
Is you in your wife's bed, Graham, always made? Like she gets up obviously she makes it.
Yeah, Kate's a bed maker.
There's some days where my bed like never gets made because I get home and I immediately just get back into it.
Really? No, I can't do that. I mean, that bothers me.
When I was single, I mean, there were whole years that went by before my bed wasn't made. Like, what for? Because I'm just going to get back into it later.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's the point?
Which brings me to this. Yesterday, cool or not, I had to pull an all-dayer. I didn't get a nap.
Oh my God.
Stop it.
Do you really get a nap in every day? Because I'm
jealous. Not anymore, but I used to.
What, Jess, what are you jealous about? You have more free time than anybody
I've
ever. Kids, you have a cat, and you live alone.
Yeah, but
what's
naps,
impeding your nap progress?
Naps are just, the reason I don't like taking naps is because I can't do like a quick 30-minute nap. It has to be either like 2 hours or
which
nothing.
Which you have the 2 hours.
Which I do, but then I feel guilty for wasting that. Oh. I could be watching a show. You know, or like something else that's productive.
Oh my God. Hi. Selena's over here pulling an all-dayer. She just created a new term for someone that makes it the entire day without taking a nap. And Jess is over here, can't decide whether to take a 3-hour nap or binge an entire season of a show. Wow.
Do you hate us, Graham?
Yes, I do. Great. In the time that you guys were asleep and I built an entire house.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, Jess must be back from the bathroom.
What? For a while.
Give her a second to wash your hands.
Stop.
You're not going to wash your hands?
I've been here the whole time.
Just wash your hands.
Wash your hands. Wow, she won't do it.
No,
oh my God.
That's
super gross.
You guys are horrible.
1249, we are the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hi, this is Jackie in Napa. This message is for Jess. Jess, don't listen to everyone. You should absolutely turn your bedroom into a closet and put your bedroom in the living room if that's what you want and girly it up and do whatever, especially because you're about to get married. Do exactly what you want to do while you live alone. Okay, hope you have a great day. Bye.
That's a good point.
I guess that makes
sense. That's a good point.
There, I mean, I can't argue with that. I can't argue with the logic there. Because yes, in,
he's not going to let you do such foolishness.
No, he's going to turn. He's going to move your guys' bedroom and living room and turn the bedroom into a football watching man cave with like 20 TVs on the walls and the NFL Sunday ticket.
So do it, I guess.
You're right. Let us know how that works out.
I'll work
you
on that.
All right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.